Hey, this is Dave with Celebrations Radio, and I'm standing here with Chris Lewis, the English minister. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you, sir.
See, now that we know why you're called the English minister is because you have a brilliant accent.
I do indeed, yes, jolly proper.
And it's awesome to have your British accent during the ceremonies, especially when I'm there, because I love your accent, and I know for a fact that many people do. But it's not just your accent that really comes out when you're officiating a wedding, but it's the style that you use. You are a very friendly guy. You obviously talk to your brides and grooms in advance of their wedding. You almost become part of the family, and those are the three reasons why I love Chris Lewis. How's that sound?
That sounds absolutely perfect, and you got it all in one, because we do, first of all, sit around my kitchen table rather than anywhere. People always ask me if we can meet at Starbucks, but
yeah,
I don't like Starbucks. So let's meet around my kitchen table and comfortably and casually talk about exactly what you'd like in your wedding.
All right, so what is the number one question? This is a wedding tip in a minute. So what's the number one question you get from brides and grooms when they ask you to be their officiant, besides how much you charge?
Oh, yes. Well, that's a very minor detail, the charge, because I don't charge very much. But I think basically the biggest question they will ask me is whether they have to have a lot of religion in their ceremony. And I always suggest to them that they do in fact mention our Lord during the ceremony, because Auntie Joe from Florida or Uncle Bill from Wisconsin might be offended if we don't. So I always say, yeah, I think we should just start by saying the traditional words: we are gathered here in front of God and family and friends to join in holy matrimony, the two of you.
And that's awesome. I think that that should be part of every ceremony as well. So that's a good tip. So give me another tip. When you're sitting with a bride and groom and they don't know where to start, where do they start, Chris?
As far as the ceremony is concerned, they just talk to me. Of course, I've actually performed over 2,000 ceremonies in my life.
Holy moly.
And so...
See, I said holy moly.
You did. That was very good, Dave.
Thank you. Clever, yeah.
Yeah, very clever you are. Very gregarious. So I just run through. I've got a little checklist, and I ask them some questions, and then a ceremony becomes apparent.
Awesome. Now, would you suggest or advise brides and grooms to write their own vows?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I always say to them, write them, but don't try to memorize them. Write them, put them on a card, give them to your officiant. Your officiant, and I certainly always do, put them in my pocket, and then I'll hand them to the bride and then to the groom. When they need them, they can read them and hand them back to me. I always think it's nice to say something really personal to your fiancé.
Absolutely. I think personality from the bride and groom is important in their wedding as well as their reception. And thanks so much for your wedding tip in a minute, Chris.
My pleasure, Dave.
We probably went over that, but I think it's really good advice. So if you need more information, check us out online, centraloregonevents.net.